In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. Our Lady, Queen of peace, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 30, March 13th, 1932. And in this talk for today, we understand why a little better, not completely. We understand a little more of why God had created humanity. He created humanity so that humanity can participate, enjoy God, to delight in God, to fall in love with God, to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness, one with God. And a lot of times, especially today, in today's society, God is not thought of at all. And people live in misery, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin, doubts. They doubt that God loves them. And even though Jesus has done everything, the Father sent his Son to redeem the world, and Mary was with him, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to bring humanity back to the universal life, that Catholic life. And what we see is this hedonism that's all around us, leading us away from God, leading us into despair, basically, and there's a lack of confidence in God, trust in God, hope in God. So what does Jesus do? He talks to the saints for the last 2,000 years, leads the saints through the power of the Holy Spirit to have them begin to understand how to do the will of God. And so that's what we've been doing for the last 2,000 years, learning how to respond to God by doing his will. And now in these last days, these final days, as Jesus shows us, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the era of the evil one. And this battle that we're in, this final battle, God wins. And it's going to be tough, but God is going to win. So Jesus shows Luisa, my daughter Luisa, the soul who enters into my divine will converts into light. So the divine will of God is the light of God, the life of God, the love of God. And when a soul begins to enter into it, this will of God, by doing the will of God, you enter into a light, an illumination. You enter into an awareness of who God is and who we are. And that's that Jesus says to Luisa, the main thing that I give to humanity is the awareness of who he is and who we are. And he says that's exactly what needs to be done at this time. To begin to understand who we are is we are nothing. we are dust. We're stardust, as some people say. But the wonderful thing is Jesus says, yes, you are nothing yet. I want you to become my children, this nothingness. I want you to enter into my life. I want to share with you my divinity. And even at Holy Mass every day, the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice, and the priest says very, very clearly, may we share in the divinity of Christ. Share in the divinity of Christ. And this is what the Book of Heaven is all about. The Book of Heaven now is to help us learn more of how to do the will of God, volume 1 through volume 10, to live in the will of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, volume 11 through volume 19, and then to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. These three levels, these three stages are what God is calling us to really desire and want. And so when we desire it, what happens is we want this more than anything. And so he says, Luisa, the soul that enters into my divine will, the soul that begins to desire to be one with God, converts into this light. And remember, Jesus says he is the light of the world. And he also says that you are the light of the world. This light, this love, this life of God is what God is calling us to enter into. So again, the darkness that's all around us is going to disappear. That's one of the things that's so astonishing. The darkness is going to disappear. The illumination is here. I've mentioned before, if you really want to know what the illumination of conscience is, if you really want to study it before it happens, read the Book of Heaven. What you're going to experience is Jesus helping us entering into this light, into this illumination. So one of the first things that we will see as we study is this, the soul that enters into the divine will enters into light, and all of her acts, without losing anything of their diversity, without losing anything of their nature, of what they are in themselves, are now vivified and animated by light. That's the illumination of conscience. You know, when everybody, I hear so many things about what's going to happen, the 3 days of darkness, the illumination of conscience, the miracle, the warning, all of that is what God is going to bring about, and how it's going to happen, we don't know, but we do know that God, when he speaks, it happens. Jesus, the Word, when he said, let there be light, fiat lux, the whole universe began. Our Lady echoing the Word, she said, fiat me, let it be done to me, as you say, and the incarnation took place. And now since Jesus and Mary have brought everything about creation, redemption, now sanctification has to be given back to humanity. And this is Luisa. They found a soul. This is Jesus says, I have finally found a soul who wants what I want completely. Now, when we read the lives of the saints, you think, well, they've done it too. Jesus says, no, it wasn't time. As it wasn't time for the men in the Old Testament, the women in the Old Testament to be baptized, to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, receive ontological change in ordination. It wasn't time in the Old Testament. But once Jesus came, once Mary came as the new Adam and the new Eve, they've brought more of this universal life to humanity. And for the last 2,000 years, we've had the opportunity to enter into this gift. Little by little, but it's not fully. Why? Because the last part of creation redemption, Jesus says, is the most glorious part. It's sanctification. And that's what they breathed into Luisa, a human born of original sin. And Jesus says, finally, I can give this to all of humanity because I found the one, the human born of original sin, who can now breathe this on all of the children, the little children, the holy divine will. And this is why it is so amazing to read and to study and to put into practice the truths given to Luisa. We love what Jesus said to St. Faustina. We love what Jesus said to St. Margaret Mary. We love what Jesus said to the apostles 2,000 years ago. We love to hear Jesus. When we read the Book of Heaven, where he's teaching us more, and this is why Luisa, when she was alive, was called Luisa La Santa, the saint. And Father Bucci always said that Louisa will be known as the saint of the divine will, the one who has achieved this sanctity of sanctities. And because of what she has done, now the whole world can begin to embrace it. Just like with Margaret Mary, she said, this is the Sacred Heart. And everybody learned about the Sacred Heart, or St. Faustina. We were learning more about divine mercy. Jesus says, in the divine will, these rays of light that come from his heart, that with Margaret Mary is just the flames of the heart, with St. Faustina, two rays of light coming from his heart. He says, once we enter into the divine will, we're going to see the 360-degree rays of light that's radiating from the heart of Christ. We're going to understand more fully what this is about. At this point, we're limited because that era, that time when we're going to know this illumination of conscience hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. Jesus keeps on telling Louisa, get ready. So what does he say? The soul that enters into my divine will converts into light. It's not just human. It's divine. Not that the soul becomes a god. It shares in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass, to share in divinity. So what does he say? Without losing any of their diversity, without losing any of their nature of what they are in themselves, now he says, the soul that wants this gift of the divine will are vivified, animated by light. It's illuminated. It's the illumination. A friend of mine who Jesus used to appear to said that one day these beings of light, he says, humans who have died, will be back. And I looked at him. I said, you know, what's going to happen? How does that work? He says, they'll be teaching people how to live this divine life, and they will need help. When Jesus says this, the soul who enters into my divine will converts into light. It magnifies what he saw. And this light, this light, this life, this love of God breathed into humanity is going to help us understand. It might be angels. It might be humans. I don't know. But it was very interesting to hear what Jesus showed him. And now when we read it, Louisa, it's even more fascinating. Here our Lord is saying, you're not going to lose anything of your diversity, of your nature, of what you are in yourself. He says, but you're going to be vivified, animated by light. Now the animation, you know how you have a electric toy, you plug it in and it moves. This animation is going to be coming from God, not from electricity. Animated by this light, this love, this life of God. And God is going to show us what he's calling us to be from the beginning. When he breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Adam, image and likeness of God. Now, this body says get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, become food for worms. That's not what God wants. He wants us to convert into this light. He wants us to be vivified. He wants to be animated by this light of God, this light of God, life of God, this love of God. So all the acts, Jesus says, though distinct among themselves, have the light of my fiat with the souls who enter into the divine will as their life. My fiat delights in forming with its life of light. This is not human. It's sharing in divinity. That's what God wants for us. Right now we have been redeemed, but the sanctification hasn't taken place yet. This great event that's going to come upon the earth is very close. It's very close. We have to, you know, just open our eyes and see what's happening worldwide. The only time in the history of the church that the churches were closed in the last couple of years. The only time when all of humanity was told what to do. This has really never happened before. And we have to understand, why is this happening? It's because the kingdom is coming. And God has to give to each human what they want. Do you want to follow the world, the flesh, or the devil? So be it. Do you want to follow the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? So be it. I will give you what you want. So as we pray in the divine will, as we enter into this divine will, this is what Jesus is showing us. At every act that you do, so the acts, the rounds are essential. To pray, the rounds are essential. What was it? Sunday, the Lord said to Louisa in the calendar, true life is the soul making their rounds, praying their rounds. That's the true life. This is what God wanted for us from the beginning, to participate in God. What God is showing us in creation, for example, all the I love yous of creation, he says, I could have put voices on all of humanity, all of creation. Everything could have had a voice praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God. He says, but I want you, he says to Adam, to be the voice. And that's what Adam did in the beginning. He looked at all of creation and saw all the I love yous of God and responded back to God. I love you, praise you, glorify you, worship you for what you have created for me. So when we begin to pray the rounds, and again, this is going to be our prayer life. Our prayer life is going to be to begin to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God. That's heaven. And so when we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament and time in front of the monstrance, looking at Jesus in the monstrance, we're beginning to understand how to praise God, how to love God, how to glorify God. Again, it's not a place to sit down and put your head into a book and read. It's to look at Jesus. When the priest holds the host up and says, this is the Lamb of God, it's really a time to look at Jesus. He's revealing to us Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God. It's a time to look and say, I adore you, I love you, I praise you. What does St. Thomas Aquinas say when the host is held up? You know, my Lord and my God. It's to look at Jesus and to adore him. And we first begin to recognize God with our eyes. And all our senses are going to recognize God. That's what Jesus tells Louisa in volume 36. He says, God created the senses for God so that we can participate in God. And right now, scripture says, no man can see God and live. Yet God wants to be looked at. He wants to be seen. You know, in the Beatitudes, those who love God will see God. I mean, you should really pray every day that you would be found worthy to look at God. And Jesus says it's going to happen for those who want it. So those that are spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament are getting ready to see God and to go into ecstasy. So Jesus says, you're not going to lose anything of your diversity, of your nature, of what you are in yourself, but you're going to be vivified. You're going to be animated by this light. You're going to come alive by this light of God, this love of God, this life of God. So he says, all the acts, even though they're distinct among themselves, have the light of my fiat as life. And my fiat delights in what? Informing with its light of life, its life of light, now the thought, now the word, now the step, now the work, and so forth. So everything that you begin to think, say, and do becomes alive with this light of God. You really begin to enjoy life in a way that you never expected. Because he says, the light of my fiat as life. But my fiat delights in forming within the soul the life of light, the thought, the word, the deed, the work, the step, and so forth. Why? So the soul, as the original heaven, is now animated by the fiat. This is how Adam lived. The life of the fiat was forming every thought, every word, every deed in Adam. The soul then begins to live this original heaven that was breathed into the dust by the fiat. And then what happens? Jesus shows us that when let's just think of a flower. You see a flower in creation and you praise God and love God and glorify God for the color and the aroma and the shape and the size and the intricacy of the design that's there in that, just that flower. With these acts done in the divine will, they form the sun, the stars, the seas that always murmur, that are always speaking, the wind that moans, the wind that speaks, the wind that shouts, the wind that whistles, the wind that caresses, that wind that forms its refreshments. See, we begin to participate in creation. We're breathing this in, if you want to say, all these I love yous. And the sun, the star, the sea, everything begins to sing, to praise God, to love God, to thank God, to worship God. Why? With our voice. Everyone and everything begins to praise God with our voice. God hears all of creation through humanity speaking the praise of God of how beautiful, how perfect, how loving all of creation is. Everything is sound. We see it and we begin to adore God and love God and praise God with murmurs, with moans, with that speaks, that shouts, that whistles, that caresses, that forms the refreshment of this little flower. Now in the spring, there's fields of flowers. And Jesus says, everybody walks by it saying, that's nice. No, it's the love of God in creation. And we are called to be the voice. As we begin to make our round of creation, praying our round of creation, praying our round of redemption, it's an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. The evil one hears what Adam was doing. He hears what Jesus and Mary did while they were on earth. And he becomes very frightened because now it's not just Adam. It's not just Jesus and Mary. It's not just Louisa. It's everyone and everything is praising God, loving God, glory. That's heaven. He's hearing it on earth as it is in heaven. And so what does he have to do? Since he's been banished from heaven, he will be banished from earth. First, from our lives. And what's banished from us? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts, no more sin. This is going to happen. It's not here fully yet because God is still testing us as he tested Job. He's still testing us to see whether we can be free of everything. Job was good in everything, but he had pride. That's what God drove out of him through his testing. There was no more pride at the end. It's the same thing for us. God is testing us to see what we want, how we want to live. And again, pride is the original sin. And the evil one wants us filled with pride. So again, what does Father Bucci say? To live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. Nothing. You have to be nothing. Why? Because God works miracles out of nothing. So as we enter into this, as we strive to learn how to pray the rounds, and we have the book of rounds, it's at luisapicaretta.me, for it's free. Start praying the rounds. Learn how to pray the way Jesus prayed. Learn how to pray the way Mary prayed. Adoring the Father, glorifying the Father, worshiping the Father, filled with the Holy Spirit, adoring, loving, praising, thanking, glorifying God. Heaven. This is what the saints are doing in heaven right now. Everything is in song. Everything is praise in heaven. There's everyone is in union with adoring God and loving God and praising God. Now, as St. Teresa says, this is the only time where we can freely love God. Because once we get to heaven, we're going to have to love God. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. He's so loving. We will fall on our knees adoring him. So we have this opportunity now to read the writings of Luisa, which are really the writings of Jesus. Luisa just wrote it down for him, wrote it down for Our Lady. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, a new beginning is happening. So she says, Jesus says, so the soul gives divine light back to her creator, back to God. Let's just look at that flower. We adore God, love God, praise God. How great you are, how magnificent you are, how tremendous you are. This light that's reflecting in our eyes is given back to God, to herself. And it descends even into the depths of creatures. This descending is important. This return of this light, of this life, is essential because that's the illumination. This is what's going to come to earth. When this explosion of I love yous that we are beginning to understand and put into practice with our rounds, praying our rounds, the light is fecund. The light has the virtue of diffusing everywhere by itself, and it forms the most beautiful flowerings, but they're all invested with divine light now. We're the voice of the flower, praising God for what God has done for that one little flower. Now you think of all of creation. We should be praising God, loving God, glorifying God continuously. Everything is going to be new. And then once you go through that flower and you go to other things throughout the world and you come back to the flower, it's more beautiful than you saw before. There's more love reflected in this flower than before. Why? Everything else is helping you begin to understand more of the love of God, more of the life of God, more of the light of God. That's our life, to reflect all the I love yous of creation, redemption. And now that is sanctification. Finally, there's humans echoing the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which is their life, their prayer life, their adoration of the Father, filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what God is offering to us. So it's good to be alone. I know that might sound strange. But to be alone is you become alone with God. I get calls almost daily of someone losing their spouse or losing their child. And it's heartbreaking. It's a slice in the heart that is painful, that takes forever to heal. Yet this is good. Why? Jesus is saying, I want you to be alone with me. I want to teach you the things of heaven, like I taught Luisa. So our time on earth to have a happy life is to spend time alone with God. And once we fall in love with God, our time in front of the Blessed Sacrament is fourfold. It's acts. You adore God for 15 minutes. You thank God for 15 minutes. No, excuse me. You adore God. You are contrite, AC, contrite. Then you thank God for all that he's doing in your life. And finally, supplication. You're, Lord, I want to pray for this. So the ACTS makes your hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament a minute. Because let's just think about it. If you adore God for, let's see, 30 seconds, okay, find 15 things that you can adore God just for 30 seconds. And what happens is that 15 minutes is over. And then find 15 things to be contrite about for 30 seconds, 15th. No, it's not 30. It's for 1 minute. Sorry. No wonder it goes by so fast. No, it's for every minute, 30 things for 15 seconds. 1 minute, 30 minutes, 30. It's for 15 seconds, you're only there half the time. For a minute, focus on 30 things. Focus on 15 things. Boy, when you don't get sleep, things get difficult. So you're adoring God for, 15 things, for 15 minutes. You're thanking, you're contrite for 15 minutes. You're thanking God for 15 minutes. You're supplicating for 15 minutes. Maybe I was correct the first time. Okay. So God is good and he's got plans. Learn how to spend time with our Lord with these acts that you're going to do. Adoring him, contrite, thanking him, supplicating. That hour disappears in seconds. You could be there and all of a sudden you go, I'm on the third part already. And it's entering into the love of God, the light of God, the life of God. And here is how my divine will repeats its beloved creation in the soul who lives in its light. And here, down Jesus says, now I'm going to show you how the divine will repeats the beloved creation for humanity in the soul who wants to live in the light of the divine will. Or rather, Jesus says, even more beautiful one of creation. Because creation, Jesus says, is mute. And if it speaks eloquently, it does so always in mute language. While in creation, it forms in the soul, it's all speaking. So when God created, things are absolutely beautiful, absolutely stunning, absolutely astonishing. And with us looking at it, it can begin to speak about it. Adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. So he says, the sun in the sky speaks of the soul's works. The sea speaks of her thoughts. The wind speaks of her words. The treading of her steps that she walks leaves the virtue of its flowers. And everything that the soul does speaks like brilliant stars. See, what's happening is everything's being recreated. Everything's being recreated. Remember when Louisa died? She says, you read her last words. She says, everything I see is a sun, and it's like to infinity. These are all the acts, the rounds that Louisa prayed while on earth. It became life, image and likeness. It became life. It became light. It became love all around that she took to heaven with her. And see, it's the same for us. What I remember at Garabandal, Conchita said, can we go to heaven? And Our Lady says, your hands are empty. There's nothing that you're carrying. Fill it and come to heaven. This is what I see here. It's Jesus saying everything in creation, when it forms in the soul, is speaking. Everything in creation, we are the voice of that. We are the light of this. We are the love of creation. Giving back to God this adoration, this being contrite, this thanking God, this supplicating of God. The Son speaks of her works, these sons that are being formed. The sea speaks of her thoughts. Everything in creation that you have gone through the rounds with is speaking with your voice, speaking with your thoughts, speaking with your words. And he says, even your steps as you walk, leaving the virtues of the flowers and everything that the soul does in the divine will, listen to this, speaks like brilliant stars that with their twinkling in the sky, pray, love, praise, bless, repair, thank continuously without ever ceasing. It lasts forever. It's eternal. When you pray in the divine will, it's Jesus praying in our praying. It can never end. When God speaks, it's so powerful, it has to happen. And that's why he says, if you're reading the book of heaven, if you're studying the book of heaven, he says, you have to know that it's going to happen. What I have spoken, Jesus says, must be fulfilled. And so he says that he has given the book of heaven to humanity at this time because he knows that there are souls who must live in the divine will in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. The office that Jesus has given you is like the office of Louisa. She's in charge of it. And this army that we're in is under this army of love, led by Jesus and Mary through Louisa. It's the world is going to win one with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the second Pentecost that's coming, is going to transform the face of the earth. Transform humanity. As Jesus says, he wants humanity to be transmuted. That's inside and outside the element, completely changed into a different element. That's for us. He saved the best for last. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us, begin to understand why you are alive today. You're alive today to get ready for the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem that's coming. Get ready to live heaven on earth. So he's showing us in the book of heaven, and today he's just talking about light. He's showing us that he is expecting what he has said, what he has spoken to Louisa, which we have read, to come alive in us. It's when you speak, it's like brilliant stars. Everything you say is like a brilliant star. And again, it's not just twinkling in the sky. It's twinkling. It's prayer. It's love. It's praise. It's blessings. It's repairing, redoing. It's thanking God continuously without ever ceasing. The face of the earth is being transformed. And our God is saying to us, I created you to live at this time, and I've given you the book of heaven to teach you the why and the how the kingdom's coming. And Jesus says, I need you. I need you because you must be the ones who have to live in the divine will. It's close. It's very close. And then he says in volume 24, the divine will is going to reign on earth as if by magic. All of a sudden, boom, the kingdom's here. And everybody's going to go, how did the kingdom come? How did this will be done on earth as it is in heaven? And Jesus says it was Louisa and the souls who are linked to Louisa who have brought this about. That's our job. And Jesus says, I could give you no greater job than this, to really help everyone enter into this universal life, this Catholic life. We're going to see it. We're going to see the Jews first, Jesus says, and then everybody, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants, the atheists, are all going to say, I want to be a baptized Catholic, knowing, because they will know at that moment, that to be in God's image is through holy baptism. To be in God's likeness is what Jesus taught Louisa. That's why he calls this the gospel of the kingdom. And in Matthew 24, Jesus says, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed, it's not going to be here. So what has God done? He's allowed us to be alive at this time, to really begin to embrace this new and divine way of holiness. And what does Jesus tell us today? It's light. There's no more darkness with this. It's light. And what does it do? This light that we praise God and love God and glorify God and worship God, this, these rounds that Jesus and Mary have taught Louisa, becomes our life. And what does it do? It brings about more beauty than the twinkling of the stars, more prayer than the prayers of the saints, more love than the love of the saints, more praise and blessing and repairing and redoing, that everything is redone. Everything is repaired. That's our job. And Jesus says, how could you not be happy? How can you not be filled with peace, joy, and happiness? Knowing that the face of the earth is changing because of what Jesus and Mary have done through Louisa. And then Jesus and Mary have given to us what they dictated to Louisa, so that we can again begin to go back to where Adam was before the fall, repairing and redoing everything. And that's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated. This is what God is doing. He's recreating us. To whose image? The image of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. How is he doing this? Through little Louisa. I mean, just think about how we know about divine mercy because of St. Faustina. We know about the Sacred Heart of Jesus through St. Margaret Mary. We know, we're learning. It's not the fullness yet. But little by little by little, he says, watch what will happen when you enter into this gift. He says, without ever ceasing this continuous prayer, love, glory, thanking God, that the supreme fiat with so much love, then we see God forms in us the beautiful speaking creation, all animated by divine light through the souls who must live in the divine will. That's our job. That's our office. The supreme fiat has so much love, delights in forming in us this speaking. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. I adore you. I worship you for every single thing that's on earth and in the universe. All animated by what? Divine light, divine love, divine life. That's how could you not be happy? Learning to enter into this gift of the divine will. Proving to Jesus, like Jesus says, when I see the souls who want to live in the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world. Which means he hasn't found anybody yet. He's found Louisa. But when I find the souls who want this, I will give it to the world. What does that mean? That's that twinkling of an eye. It hasn't happened yet. So he's looking at us. How much do you want this? There's so much love from God, delighting in forming in us this speaking, this love of creation, this love of redemption, this love of sanctification, animated by the light of God, by the love of God, by the life of God. If this is a glorious time to be alive, and just keep on reading, studying, putting it into practice, and little by little, all of a sudden, it's going to be here. Lent with a prayer, may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.